Back home in Anzac Day tomorrow, thousands of New Zealanders will recite the words, "We will remember them." But some of the country's contemporary veterans feel they've been forgotten about as they navigate long waiting times and hurdles to getting the support they need. Contemporary veterans are service personnel who have taken part in operational service from 1974 onwards. The number of claims for assistance made by veterans increased by nearly 50% in the last financial year. And the minister says staffing hasn't been increased to meet the extra demand. Luca Foreman has more.
Brendan Baines is a contemporary veteran, having served New Zealand in Afghanistan and East Timor in the late 90s and early 2000s. Years later, he's still dealing with the physical and mental effects of his service.
PTSD from a training accident in Australia where a guy got set on fire, got third-degree burns to 70% of his body. And then 6 months later, I got set on fire in Burnham in a training exercise, which just completely cracked my brain, really.
After waiting 12 months, he was declined support for his PTSD because the accident had happened in training, not on operation. Mr. Bain says veterans shouldn't have to prove their injuries are service-related, and they should all get support, full stop. He, and many other soldiers he knows, feel let down by Veterans Affairs.
I know a lot of people who are struggling with them for, you know, knees, shoulders, backs, all the shit that gets worn out in soldiers. They want one specific injury that happened on while you're overseas, but it doesn't look into 10 or 20 years of service.
He doesn't believe Veterans Affairs has the capacity to deal with the increasing number of contemporary veterans.
Vietnam and Korea, there just wasn't the numbers that there were for Timor, Afghan, Solomons, Sinai. You know, there's just the tempo's gone up so much, and I don't think VA can keep up with it.
Greg Johnson also served in East Timor and Afghanistan, as well as Iraq. He suffers from a brain injury, which he says is the result of being consistently exposed to explosions, a condition sometimes called breech's brain. It's been about 2.5 years since the problem was first identified, and he says he's nowhere near getting the help that he needs.
At no stage has anybody laid out a process. You know, a process of moving through the specialists or people that I needed to see to sign off. If I'd had that, I could understand.
In Mr. Johnson's view, Veterans Affairs needs a personnel change to function better.
It needs to get some people in there who are proactive, who are looking, actively looking and providing advice to veterans on the environments they've served in and potentially the injuries that they may have faced.
Minister for Veterans, Chris Pink, acknowledges that the current situation isn't good enough.
It's taking far too long for their claims to be processed, and there are some historical reasons for that. For example, the number of claims is increasing, and we need to make sure that we keep up with that large demand coming through.
Minister Pink insists the 6.5% savings cut the government wants from the Defence Force won't affect frontline Veterans Affairs workers, despite staffing being one of the key problems identified in its annual review.
If in the background there are changes we can make to do things more efficiently, then we will. And then, of course, going forward, we'll use the resources that we can. And if there's any additional funding, great. But we're certainly focused on those frontline services.
Minister Pink says the Ministry for Defence is also working on a registry for veterans so it can better understand how many there are and what they need. The ministry does not currently know how many people qualify as veterans in New Zealand.